Yeah, look, we're enjoying it at the moment, Chris. It's a testament to the boys on how they've reacted. You know, after the setback away at Waterford, we always look for a response. They've been excellent. They're growing, they're maturing week by week. Like you said, we're three unbeaten now. Managed to get back-to-back wins, which has been a real boost, not just for the players and the staff, but for the fans and the whole club in general. But no easy games in this league, as I always say. And if you're not on your toes and if you're not on your guard, then you can be punished easily. So we've got our next biggest game is Longford Town, and that's the one that we're ready for. And we know we'll need to be at our best if we want to get a positive result.
Now, for the players themselves, a lot of them never knew each other until a couple of months ago. So it's all a learning process. There's a bonding there. And probably the away trips have helped in that as well. So now, you know, we've played everybody. So you're getting a good idea of what the opposition are like. And so are the players.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what you do. When you're playing teams four times throughout the season, it's really important that you gauge opposition players individually, collectively, but also as a group. And I think the lads have realised now after the first nine what they're going to be coming up against. Teams are going to get better. Don't get me wrong. You know, I think everybody sort of used the first nine games as a sort of gauge where they're at, you know, on the pitch and off the pitch. But the lads, like I said, you know, there's real endeavour and real the willingness to get better. They don't shy away from it. And I was really proud of them as well. I know I don't want to draw back to the Waterford game, but for the players, you know, they wanted to refund the fans that came. I don't think many people know that. They wanted to refund the fans that travelled to that game because they knew they'd not just let themselves down, they'd let everybody down. And they're a good bunch. You know, they admit it when they're wrong and they face it. And that's the way we are as a collective. You know, we're in it together. We win, we lose, we draw together, and we face any challenge and any success together. So, no, credit to the boys. But like I said, two big games coming up, starting with Longford, then a quick turnaround, obviously, to Athlone Town. But for me, you know, our fans at home have been phenomenal. The weather's getting a little bit lighter. Hopefully it'll stay a little bit drier. I do appreciate it's a bank holiday weekend, but hopefully we can get another good turnout and the boys can go out and perform and show the fans how much, you know, playing for Finn Harps really means to all of us.
Now, it's one of the youngest, if not the youngest team in the league, maybe yourselves and Kerry. Now, you don't like singling out players, but you have mentioned there's a couple of youngsters who have stood out in recent weeks, including Dahi McCallion, and he's in the Northern Ireland under-19 squad, and that's partially because he's playing first-team football with Finn Harps.
Absolutely, and I think that's where we keep saying this journey that we're on, this rebuild that we're taking with Finn Harps is to give players like Dahi, you know, the opportunity, that window of opportunity, the platform to go and develop as a first-team player. He's an outstanding human being from a wonderful family. And then you look also, we look at Shane McMonagall and Kevin Jordan. Kevin's come through our academy, which is a massive plus. And Shane's come from local USL football. So there's talent out there. And I was a real big advocate of getting local players back in the door and giving them that opportunity, like I said, to go and showcase the skills raw, but learning week by week. And it's a real credit and delighted for us and myself and Murph as staff to see these boys progressing. And they know that they will get an opportunity, and when they get it, can they keep the jersey? And thankfully for the boys, over the last couple of weeks, they've managed to do that, and that's all credit to them.
Now, you've had a couple of injury worries and people out in the last few games, and the squad is small enough, but there is good competition there for places, and the players know from you, you know, they're going to have to be up to the plate to get in that team.
Absolutely, and I think if you look at the last two games, it doesn't matter for me what reputation a player has or what they might have done in the game. Or for me, if players perform, they'll keep the jersey. That's the way I've always seen it, and rightly so. It was only right that Kevin and Shane kept their place at Wexford. Unfortunately, Kevin came off with a little injury. It's not a serious one, but Shane, as you know, went on, became an overlapping centre-back, which, you know, we never told him to do that. He took that on himself, and again, that's players taking responsibility on the pitch, and we absolutely love that. But again, you know, great ball in from Shane. Unlucky deflection from their point of view, but a real good one for us because it got us 3 points. And again, clean sheets are massive for me. And I drum it home to the boys every day. If we can keep clean sheets, we know we've got enough quality in the side to go and score goals. But onwards and upwards, and we just look forward to Friday night.
Now, we don't know how long all of these guys are going to be here. Some of them may be here next year, some may be here in 2 years. It's a long time since Harps discovered a real jewel and exported them to a bigger club. And who knows, that could happen. And, you know, it would be a nice thing to happen financially for the club and for the player. It's amazing when you look down through the years how few players from Finn Harps have actually gone to big clubs cross-channel or even within the country.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing myself and the board really touched on, especially when we were in early discussions, is because if other clubs can create assets, why can Finn Harps not? The talent in Donegal is phenomenal. We all know that. But the big thing for us was that we've got a thriving academy. Kevin McHugh and all the academy staff have done phenomenal work. And for me, coming in with my staff now, it's amalgamating it together, showing it that we're one club and we're working hard behind the scenes, you know, to keep developing these players, to keep giving them a platform to play. And you're absolutely right, Chris. You know, Finn Harps Football Club should be able to develop its players, create assets. And if any of the bigger teams do come knocking on the door, then we're in a position then to say, well, okay, we've nurtured this player, we've developed this player, they've come through our system. And we're in a position now to demand, you know, a sort of fee that other clubs are demanding. So, yeah, that's another sort of challenge that we're looking at, and one that I do feel in the future we can definitely put ourselves in a good position.
I mean, we look at Evan Ferguson, and I think he was 16 when he played for Bowes. I think it was a pre-season friendly against Chelsea. Look where he is now. And, you know, people like him, that's an example even to your players.
Yeah, and again, with Evan Ferguson, he was actually at St. Kevin's Boys. You know, who have got a great reputation in Dublin for bringing through players. They have the link up, obviously, with Bohemians. But yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, if Derry City, Rovers, Dundalk, Bowes can all get these young talents and get them through the system, and you know, if they go on to bigger and better things, then we at Finn Harps should be able to do that as well. So that, you know, we are putting foundations in place. Obviously, we want to break these players through and play them into our first team. That's the main goal. But then what happens after that is down to the players, down to how they perform. And again, it's down to us as a collective, like I said, of giving them that environment and the platform to go and showcase the talents.
And finally, Dave, the standard in the first division, sometimes people are a little bit dismissive of it, and when a team goes down, they may shy away from attending games. But you've been impressed by what you've seen, and that augurs well for the future.
It does. I've been really impressed with it, Chris. I'm not going to lie. I've seen it over the years, obviously. Seen the first division when it didn't have a really good reputation, obviously facilities-wise and quality-wise. But I'm pleasantly surprised with how much quality there is in this division this year. Every team is capable of beating anybody on its day. There's real good structure within the teams. There's a lot of good, you know, quick, you know, talented, energetic players. And again, there's a lot of young lads, you know, backed up by the odd one or two experienced players who might have dropped down from the Premier Division to give it that added quality and extra sort of energy. But no, absolutely, it's a real tough league. It's a league that's thriving, I think, this season. And again, it's a league that if you're not on your toes and you're not prepared, then you can come and stuck. And it's mine and Murph's job to make sure that our players, when we approach every game, that we're ready and prepared to face the challenge head on.
And the crowds so far have been actually bigger than last year, and all around the first division the crowds have been very good. So, you know, the public like what they see.
Yeah, and I think that tells you the product on the pitch has got better. Fans wouldn't come and watch football if they weren't enjoying it. That's my opinion, Chris. You know, but again, if they're getting a good match day experience, which they seem to be, and they're getting that little bit of quality, even for us, I think the big plus for me is the bond that our players and staff have now with the fans. That was really important, because we've got a real magnificent fan base, and we just want to give them a team and a group to be proud of, a team and a group that will play for the badge and show the fans that they'll run through a brick wall for this football club.